Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you again for those that are following us on Facebook. We hope it's working out there. We think it's working. Hopefully it is. From time to time, it depends on what page we're using. But again, welcome for those that are following us on Facebook. This is a podcast. Over 9 years now, we've been doing radio and podcast for Real Estate Radio Live. Focus is education and information. And over 1,700 shows now, try to broadcast to as many people as we can. That's been the focus since day one, is really to educate the consumers, inform them on how to navigate the real estate, whether you're buying, selling, financing, any aspects of real estate, we're here to help. And it is a podcast, so if you're watching this on Facebook, we appreciate that. But if you get a chance, go, you can download the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you just type online, anywhere, Real Estate Radio Live, you'll see the podcast come up, download the podcast. We'd love to have you follow the show. We get thousands and thousands of downloads a month, and we appreciate those that are following the show. All right, let me kick it off. We got a guest today, Taylor North, who's a real estate agent in the Central Coast. We're going to be talking Central Coast real estate today. Welcome in, Taylor. How you doing?
Good. We're living the dream down here in Avila Beach still, hanging in there, loving the weather.
Yeah, good to have you back. It's been a while, and I thought this would be a great time. We've been trying to get you back on the show. We were just talking before we came on that it's a perfect spot right there where Taylor is, and we'll talk about the specific areas that he represents. But, you know, you have a lot of people coming in from Southern California, coming up the coast, trying to get out of the Southern California, and then you have a lot of people from the north heading south from Silicon Valley, right? I mean, it sounds like a lot of would you say the majority of the buyers and people that are coming that direction, or is it most of them from both ends of the state?
Yeah, you bet. So, you know the old saying, run for the hills? It actually feels like that at this moment in time. People are running to the hills of the Central Coast right now. Our weather here is such unique microclimate, our lifestyle, and we're a sprawled out community between the different areas of the Central Coast. We have all these different outdoor amenities, hiking trails, beaches, and you can go out still. You can go and hike, but we have our safe protocols that we follow. So we're seeing buyers coming in from all over California, Washington, Nevada, all over. They're finding our little hidden gem here online and on Google. They may have been coming here for years. Like, you still come down here and golf every once in a while.
Yeah. No, it's so great.
Yeah,
so this most of us that are watching this and listening to the podcast, Taylor, I think most people know the Central Coast, but let's just always like to assume that people are tuning in for the first time. Maybe they're not quite sure. So we're talking, give us a geographical kind of an area of the, you know, the Central Coast that we're talking about, the areas that you cover. Mm-hmm. And we could start there and a little bit about your background too, and we can get started.
Yeah. So San Francisco is about 3.5 to 4 hours north of San Luis Obispo County. LA is 4 hours south. So we are the perfect central location. And it seems like everyone likes to visit here and vacation. Right. Now, I work throughout all of San Luis County. I was born and raised here in the Central Coast. I spent most of my life here. Left for a few years, went up to Edmonton, Alberta. That was my years of exploring the cold. And as soon as I could come back here, I did. That old saying, run for the hills, and came right on. But it's a very special area. My heart is here. I bought a house here 6 years ago, and this is home sweet home now. I represent 4 to 5 transactions per month. Things have kind of slowed down a couple weeks ago, but it, like a light switch 10 days ago, people started calling wanting to leave the big metropolitan cities, and we're helping buyers from remote areas shop and make offers and do their investigations while they reside in other parts of the country.
Very good. Very good. So, yeah, that's a beautiful part of the area. I mean, it certainly is. The climate's wonderful. Most people know Pismo Beach. A lot of people know San Luis Obispo for the school, Cal Poly, and a great, great downtown area. One of the coolest downtown area. San Luis Obispo downtown is really cool. If you haven't been there, anybody tuning in, you need to go visit there if you haven't. It is a great town for sure.
Yeah, lots of cool restaurants, boutique shops, when they're open again, of course. Gum Alley, just some really cool little landmarks and things to go and visit, yes.
Yeah, so it's just starting to get busy again. I mean, the last year or so, you guys, sounds like you were pretty busy. I know that you have new construction there. You're involved with a lot of different things happening there. Give us an idea. How's the market there? Maybe if you could break it down a little bit, or if it's the same, tell us a little bit about Avila Beach. Tell us maybe a little bit about, Pismo, maybe a little bit about the areas that you represent. Are they all kind of the same, thriving right now, or some being a little better than others? Give us kind of an idea.
Yeah, you know, great question. So, well, let's backtrack here really quickly to our normal seasonal market of the Central Coast.
Okay.
Typically, when we go into our spring, summer, and fall months, we are very busy. That's very similar to San Francisco, I presume. We have very great markets in those time frames due to people traveling up and down the coast, and they look for a place to retire, or they're just out doing their vacation, and they fall in love with what we have to offer here. Yeah. You know, Joe, you're going out, you shoot 18 holes, the weather is 70 degrees, you wake up the next day, it's another 70 degrees, the next day, another 70 degrees.
Right.
You just want to come back. And so that tends to be a reoccurring trait. And that is our busy season. Typically in the winter, it slows down a little bit, but it just slows down the shoppers. People are still buying, but there's just less people looking.
Right.
Now, when the coronavirus took effect and came into play for all of us throughout California and around the world, it took a toll on the stocks. And then we had the oil issue. There was the oil war that occurred. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things went haywire really quickly. Real estate slowed down. For me and a lot of agents, it basically stopped because we could not work. We had to abide by CDC guidelines. We had to wear masks, gloves, and just changed the entire way that we operated and did business. Yeah. As of 10 days ago, my phone started ringing, and it seems to not have stopped.
Wow.
I don't know if that has to do with buyers just having confidence again, people seeing the recovery rates, or if they're just wanting to get back out and return to a normal life. But my shoppers, my buyers are primarily coming from your neighborhood, Joe. They're coming from NorCal, Southern California. They're trying to leave the metropolitan city. So a few numbers here for you. This is just covering all of San Luis Obispo County. I love facts. We look between the time frame of March 13th to April 13th. We had 148 listings go on the active market in San Luis County. Now for us, that's okay. It's a little bit below average, but it's okay. That is right around when San Luis County went in lockdown. Mm. And pending was only 45 homes went pending.
Mm.
That is significantly lower than our average number.
Right.
That's because people were not out writing offers. They weren't out looking at homes. And then sold, 284 sold. So the homes that were pending previously, they went into pending homes, buyers were not able to look, so offers are not being made. April 13th to today, May 13th, 202 active listings.
Okay.
That's a good, healthy spring market for us. 157 pendings. That is right back to a normal, right to a normal market for us with 203 sold. So the sold reflects last month's slowing down in pending numbers, but the increase in pending shows buyer confidence for us. And you might be able to give us a little insight on interest rates, and maybe that's why largely buyers are moving.
Yeah, I think, I think that's part of it for sure. We have, you know, near record low interest rates. Most people, if you don't know by now, historic low interest rates. And to a certain extent, I think they're going to hang around for most of the year. So people should be taking advantage of it. And we are, I mean, we're super busy because of refinancing, but we've recently seen a big spike in the last week or so, just some purchase activity and a lot of people that have been on the sidelines moving back in. I have a belief in general, certainly interest rates are all-time lows, so the cost of money is cheap. That's something to consider. The other thing is, though, I have this belief as we come out of this coronavirus and come back into normal life. And I understand normal life's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be in phases. I have this belief, studying the market as I had done for 20 years, and I continue to do that. I think there's going to be some exuberance coming in, and I think there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand. What I mean by that is I think when you lock people down for psychologically for 60, 90 days, I think that there's a lot of thinking going on, evaluation, maybe I should have moved, maybe I want to move. You know what? That decision I held off for the last 2 years, maybe I want to buy in San Luis Obispo, maybe I want to move out of the state. I think there's going to be a lot of activity the rest of the year for primarily that reason. I really do. I mean, a lot of people, this has really, you know, get them thinking to make that move.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have. I've been vacillating. I want to move out of the state, but I've been thinking twice about it. Maybe now's a good time to buy that second home, the activity that you're seeing. I think it's a combination of several of those things. Really, the rates being one, but the other one, really, I think people just want to get back to living. Let's just get back to living. Let's make those decisions. And maybe some of the stuff we were putting off for a while, they're starting to make the move now. So it's always good to take the temperature of different markets. So it's good to hear from you. It sounds like things are really starting to pick up. I mean, yeah. In general down there. But certainly we were talking a little bit before we started, when we came on live too, Taylor, that, you know, up here, it's a little bit of a, you know, it's a different market. It's this little bubble. And when I mean bubble, I don't mean bubble like the real estate bubble. I mean bubble that we're in our own little world in Silicon Valley because, you know, high tech drives the market. The job market's still very strong, even though the rest of the economy is suffering in many different ways. You're hearing about unemployment at 20 to 25% potentially. I heard a statistic just a couple of days ago that I may get this right. I think I'm pretty close, but they did from Washington State south to Silicon Valley, the average unemployment rate was less than 5%. And so I think what I'm saying is really we're seeing more activity, and I think we will, because this, you know, a lot of these people are fortunate that even though we're going through these challenging times, there's still a lot of people that have jobs that are making good income, albeit it could be from working from home or it could be a lot of different circumstances. But a lot of these people are still making financial decisions, it appears. So we'll see what happens the next couple of months.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. And unfortunately, from what I've seen and what it looks like, is the people that are being affected right now at this point in time by this COVID are our people who go out day to day, work at restaurants, do those kind of jobs. And they have a hard time just putting meal on the table for their family at the end of the workday. Right. And it's unfortunate. And then you have the small business owners. That's, in my opinion, going to be a ripple effect. We're going to see business owners, restaurant owners, boutique shop owners are going to struggle, as well as some hotels, right? They're going to go through a little bit of a hardship as they haven't been open. Their loans that they may have acquired from the government start to taper off. But you still have the people who saved up money to buy a home, who, like you mentioned, been thinking about making this move or thinking about upgrading, buying that vacation home, who have the funds. Now is a great time for that prospective homeowner or current homeowner to make the transition. You know, there is good inventory in our area now on the market. There are plenty of new homes available, whether it's San Luis Obispo, Avila Beach, Pismo, Orchid, Napomo. There are a plethora of new homes available. And for us in our market, you can go and buy a brand new home for $800,000 when in the day. That might be a little old and slightly dated or something, different market down here. And so it's nice. You know, it's a breath of fresh air quite literally down here. Yeah.
You know, you talked about, most people know they visited the beautiful weather, great restaurants, the beautiful coastlines. I mean, all the things for the most part, people are maybe familiar and understand that. But give us a sense, Taylor, of, I mean, a lot of things you hear with people with real estate is, okay, Taylor, how does the average home compare price-wise to maybe the Bay Area and Southern California? So maybe give us a flavor of, hey, listen, you know, you could buy a nice home 5 minutes, 10 minutes from the beach for this amount, or you, if you want to get a little more extravagant, you could buy a home with a view or an ocean view. Give us a range of maybe those price points to give people a little flavor.
Yeah. Well, let's start at the basics. In our area, as I mentioned, there's a lot of different little towns. And as most of our viewers know, throughout San Luis Obispo County, you have Arroyo Grande, which is a little bit more distant from the ocean, but it has its own unique charm. You can be downtown Arroyo Grande or rural Arroyo Grande. You can be at Atascadero Paso. So each little city has its own bubble and its own little price points. Here in Avila Beach, where I live, I live in a nice gated community called the San Luis Bay Estates. We have 5 miles of private hiking trails. I walk out my front door, I can go run down to the beach and back. Right. So it's only, you know, 2.5-3 miles from my front door down to the ocean.
Right.
And it's incredible, you know, beautiful microclimate. And in my gated community, you can come and buy a condo for $700,000 and you can walk from your front door down to the beach and walk back.
Wow.
Gated. You can buy a manufactured home for $500,000 and you own the land. Wow. Or you can buy a brand new house up here and choose all the finishes of the house for $1.8 million up to $3 million. Okay. You can buy a piece of land and build your dream home with an ocean view. So there are a lot of options here that you can have. And then if we go and venture to downtown Avila, there's a lot of infilling going on. There's a lot of older buildings that were built years ago as a little fishing village of Avila Beach. And they're being torn down and rebuilt into these beautiful ocean view condos. Mm. There are some resale condos down there right now in the 600s and 800s up from there.
Okay. So
there's a nice variety in Avila. If we go right around the corner, 5 minutes from where we're at now by drive, you're in Shell Beach. It's a nice little subdivision in Pismo. Mm-hmm. And you blink an eye, you can pass right through Shell Beach. Beautiful views, though. As soon as you're going from San Luis and you turn the corner, you see the ocean, that's Shell Beach. It's kind of the wow factor. And homes in there vary again. You can find a property, $800,000 and up, depending on size and view. There's some magnificent homes for sale right on the ocean. Wow. I mean, if you go a little too far, you're in the water. And those homes are going to be anywhere from $2 million and up to $6 million. My favorite home, though, Joe, over in Pismo and Shell Beach, it's a $6 million home, but it has its own beach. You go down a staircase to its private beach. It's really cool. And we go a little farther inland to Pismo. You have homes on the ridge or all the way down to downtown Pismo. Restaurants. Arroyo Grande, same thing. You can buy a house in Arroyo Grande for $300,000, and then they go up to multi-million. San Luis Obispo, now for the first time in 3 years, I've seen homes for $500,000 on the market, Joe.
Yeah.
Then go up from there. So there's a nice variety of properties for sale. It just depends on what you as the viewer and want in a house. Yeah. We can find you want to have your vineyard estate, we can find it. You want to have a beach condo, it's there waiting for you. So there's plenty of options out there for
people. Yeah, no, that's great. Those are great options. And I would agree. And it's so, you know, that's great about it too, is all those little areas you mentioned, you know, as you come in, like you said, you have San Luis Obispo. And then as you come in, you hit Avila Beach, Shell Beach, Pismo Beach, and Rio Grande, the areas that you described, they all have their own unique character, which is great, which I love. But then you have that downtown area of San Luis Obispo, which, you know, if people haven't been there, that's a great time. Of course, the school has a lot of energy there with Cal Poly and then all the things going on there. But my sense, though, is that still all the time that I spend down there, there's never really this crowded feeling. Of course, unless there's a, you know, there's certain events and maybe there's something special going on. I get it gets crowded sometimes. But in general, it seems like it's a pretty easygoing, kind of laid-back atmosphere in general, isn't it?
Most definitely. My opinion is that kind of time frame, if you want to be out in a social environment, that's your moment to shine. You can go out, watch the Cal Poly football game, soccer game, rodeo. You can go see a concert in Avila Beach. Everything's very fun. It's close by. But even with that kind of busyness, our traffic maybe is 10 minutes.
Yeah, right.
In comparison, it's remarkable. You know, you can go from here down to Arroyo Grande, 15-minute drive, and then go take the back road into San Luis, 15-minute drive, and see multiple different areas, different shopping, go wine tasting, and it just takes a couple hours. What I always love is you can go from here, go surfing in Avila, Pismo, Morro Bay, go drive up into the mountains in Sierra Summit in the wintertime, and then go skiing in the evening. You can do both. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that's good. It's a great, great area. What do you think, as you look, I know no one's got the crystal ball, but you've been there. You're as good as anybody. I mean, you've been working there years. You have your finger on the pulse there. You know what's going on. Do you see as we, here we are, you know, getting into summertime or creeping into June here come pretty soon. How do you see the market? Do you see it picking up? Do you see it maybe a bit stable like it is? I know it's hard to guess, do the guesswork, but I know you're getting a lot of activity the last 10 days or so. How might you categorize the market there over the next 6 to 8 months?
Well, if people can get out and travel and do their ventures, which it looks like they're allowed to drive around at this point, which is good, then it will pick up. Our market here is based primarily on people retiring, buying a second home, vacation home. That's our real estate market. People going to Cal Poly. But unfortunately, I was told yesterday, Cal Poly is not going to be reopening. Opening campus. Everything is going to be done virtually to start this next school year. Hopefully it changes by then. But I can definitely still see it picking up based on the factors of people wanting to relocate here. Our market is going in a healthy direction. We had a little sputter from the start of the COVID, the stock market, and the oil crash that all happened simultaneously. But with the increase of market that I've currently seen, just in the last 60 days, it went from 30 days of quiet, 30 days of boom. And my phone's getting busier. It is picking up. And I see going into summer, it will be a little slower than average, but it will pick up. The reason why it's going to be slower than average is some people are still going to have hesitation over the COVID. They're still going to be living in the fear of what may happen, which is understandable. And, you know, as long as everyone takes precaution when they go out to look, I think it's going to be safe. I think it's great. At least my office and myself, we're abiding by CDC guidelines to a T. We have latex gloves, Lysol, hand sanitizer. We keep our distance, face mask on. So my clients, they feel more than comfortable, and I can give them all the knowledge that they need to do a good decision, make and make the right purchase here.
Yeah, that's great. The last thing I want to talk a little bit about is inventory and kind of the moratorium. I mean, the great thing about that area down there too, really, is that there's not massive growth, and that's by design. Anywhere along the coast, typically these little unique, you know, boutique towns, typically they really manage the growth, right? And I think that certainly is take. However, I think there some newer developments happening just north of you, San Luis Obispo? Are there any large developments, or what is the outlook for maybe, let's call it, you know, new construction other than like spec home type stuff?
Yeah. So right now what we have in the foreseeable future is approximately 1,600 new single family residential homes and a new 55 plus retirement community being built currently in San Luis Obispo.
Okay. All right.
That pricing we're going to see range anywhere from $500,000 up to $1 million. Those are going to be more of a typical track home development design. PG&E is closing down our Diablo power plant here in the Central Coast. So in order to help generate some more revenue, more homes were approved. Okay. Typically in our area, we don't have a lot of growth, like you mentioned. But with those homes going in, they're all approved in certain areas of town that are designed to grow in a right way, where it doesn't really infringe on our outdoor living, in our experience of life here in the Central Coast. Yeah. You know, if you want to go for hikes, we still have Madonna Mountain, Bishop's Peak, Johnson Loop, the Avila Ridge, Pismo Preserve. I could go on forever. There's a lot of different areas.
That's a great area.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. All right. Well, before we get things wrapped up here, let those know. Obviously, if you're watching Facebook or later on, most of you know this is a podcast, so you'll be able to download it. Thousands of people will be able to listen to the podcast. We appreciate that. But for those that are interested at all, Taylor, to give you a call or check in and find out a little bit more, what's the best place to reach you and how do they do that?
I would love for everyone out there to go onto my website. It's sanluisbayrealty.com. Okay. Go on there. You can see the marketing materials that I do offer. Right now in today's day and age, you want to have all the technology that's available. I've been doing it for 4 years with the 3D mapping, the integrative YouTube videos, so it's easy. You can call me 805-709-1126. That's my cell phone. You can text me. I live to do this job. I love my job, and I like helping everyone out there. So
yeah,
to work with anyone. Well,
yeah, I'll put in my word of confidence too. I've known Taylor for just about 4 or 5 years now, and I get down there quite a bit myself. My family's down there. Got to know him, and he is the guy to contact. I'm telling you, anything in the Central Coast, if you want to have questions just about the area in general, or if you want to buy or sell or anything at all, Taylor is the person to contact for sure. So make sure you do that. And if nothing else, give him a call and find out what's going on. And maybe, you know, I mean, there's so much. If you haven't been down in that area, you may want to take a visit, number one. And number two, if you can't get down there, give Taylor a call and he'll fill you in on all the beautiful things going on down there.
I'll put on a tour guide hat and tell you what to do. That's good. And right back at you, Joe, I have nothing but great things to say about you and your work. I'm just finishing up a refi with you, and
thank you.
Advise a lot of clients to call you. So everyone out there, if you need any help with anything, this is your man.
Thanks, Taylor. Appreciate it. Hey, it's thank good you. Seeing you checking in. We'll do this maybe in another month or so. Keep us posted. I'd like to see as summer, as we roll in the summer, we'll have you back on and see how things are going.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
All right. Take care, Taylor.
You too. Thank you.
That's Taylor North in Central Coast. Does a great job. Again, if anybody wants more information, contact him. The website, go to his website. It's really the best place to reach Taylor. And then for more information, he's got his number posted there. You can text him, reach out. It's the great. He's a great source for down there in San Luis Obispo. So this is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thanks again for tuning in today. Have a great afternoon. Take care.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.